You know, the Blackjacks finished the season 5-22. Not sure we'll talk with Coach Grittmacher or not, if she's going to make her way up here, but want to give a shout-out to some of the seniors. Some of the seniors on the team here, Natea Ritter, Addison Tufto. The other seniors are Reese Johnson, Bailey Boffin, Carmen Brewers, Lindsay Lund, Madeline Wente. And I believe I counted 7 seniors for the Blackjacks. And joining me here is Haley Grittmacher, Dawson Boyd, and I just was talking about the seniors.
Yeah, we have 7 seniors. They make a huge athletic impact in our program, and their skills will be missed next year, for sure.
Yeah. Well, talk about the match here tonight.
We just couldn't find a way to get our passing together.
Yep.
They continued to serve tough. We knew that was coming. Couldn't control things on our side of the court. It's tough. It stings.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some nights like that. The serve receive wasn't working the best. But you had your moments. You cut it in set two. You cut it to, well, you took the lead, actually, in set two.
Yeah.
7-5, and,
Yeah, we came out and set two more aggressive. I said, you know, now that we're passing the ball well, we've got to take care of the ball as hitters. I felt like we did a really nice job in set two of doing that. But unfortunately, it just came down to a lot of unforced errors, hitting the ball out of bounds quite a bit tonight. And so, unfortunately, when you have more errors than kills or aces, you know, it just the apple doesn't fall your way.
Maya Swatsky just said that we just can't beat ourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Talking about can be fighting, we can't beat ourselves. Can't help them.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some of your seniors. Give some time to some of your seniors there.
Yeah, absolutely. Give time to each of them. So, Natia Ritter, our libero, she played a little bit for us last year as a DS. She just is a kid who's going to do whatever she's asked. Wherever she plays, actually, she started the season not as our libero, on the bench.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kyler Yalmond was our libero to start the season. You know, she just worked herself back into the lineup, and she's just a good kid and an even better teammate. So really, really happy to have her on the floor for us this year. Addie Tufto, number 3, she's been in the middle for us now like a season and a half. She came in and made a big impact last year, front row and back row in the middle, because we ran middles all the way around last year. And this year she's had some fiery games. She's got just strong, aggressive, quick swing. We always say, like, I think her dance has helped her jump, because she can just kill the ball.
It's funny you say that, because that's what I mentioned on the broadcast. You know, she's in dance.
Like, yep.
You can see the athleticism.
Yeah, and Reese Johnson as well is in dance.
Yep.
And so we kind of credit, you know, their ability to get off the floor and be quick to their equating to their dance skills. So, and Reese Johnson, another senior for us, she's got a heavy arm. She swings so hard. Sometimes when that ball ricochets off of a passer, you know, on the other side, it's flying into the bleachers because she just hits it so hard.
That's what I said about Reese all season long. I mean, one of the hardest hitters in the Camden Conference.
Yeah, for sure. She has made a huge impact as well. She started in the middle for us, but moved to the outside once we were able to solidify a second middle. And just has really made a big impact from the outside.
Is she going on the? You know what her plans are or anything?
She is not as of right now. But she's a great volleyball player.
She should play college volleyball.
She should. She absolutely should.
Yep.
Bailey Boffin, number 7, is our setter. She's started for us in many, many roles since 8th grade, so for 5 years. When she started, she was in the middle for us. It was kind of during COVID. We had a lot of kids, like, out, so she would just be a utility player, play lots of different roles for us. And then last year transitioned into being our setter full-time, and does a nice job distributing the ball. She's athletic, and, you know, she's not a setter who needs, like, A, B, C, D, this is how you get to the ball.
Yep.
She just needs go get the ball. And she can throw it up wherever she's at on the floor. So it's fun to have athleticism in your setter. That's going to definitely be a void to fill next year. Madeline Wente, she came in and served for us quite a bit. Tonight she played a little bit of right side. and a little bit of middle there in the third set. Just a utility player. She always comes to practice with a positive attitude, is always working hard. It doesn't matter how her day went. She's always there to cheer up her teammates. And so it's been great to have her on the roster as well.
Yeah.
And then our last, we got two more here. Carmen Brewers, number 9. She hasn't played a whole lot this year, but has found her groove from the service line towards the end of the season here. So she's came in to serve for us quite a bit lately. Served tonight, had an ace and a good serve. So fun to see her make an impact as well. Again, a positive attitude. Always working hard. And then last, we have Lindsay Lund, and she's played a variety of roles for us as well. So last year, she started the season for us as our libero, and then was a DS towards the end of the season. This year, she came in and was an outside hitter for us, but we have 4 of those on our roster, so we needed to find a little bit of a different role for her. She's played a little left back, a little right back, and she finished tonight on the outside. We just couldn't find offensive production, so we threw her on the outside to give us that production. She's always a good leader, positive, makes an impact, wants it. She's just got a go-getter attitude. So, like I said, our seniors made a big athletic impact, and, you know, when you lose, I mean, five starters, you know, it'll be
You got some young girls that played a lot of varsity this year,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. So yeah, we start 1 sophomore and 2 freshmen, so that'll help fill the void. You know, there's some experience there in Caden Perkins. She's played a variety of roles for us. The middle this year towards the end of the season was an outside last year, and at the beginning of the season this year, her and Reese every once in a while switch it up, and you know what, that's why it's so nice to have versatile players. Reese will hit a little in the middle, Caden will hit a little in the middle, then they'll switch and outside, you know, so it's nice to have that versatility. Kyler Yomlin started the season as a libero, but transitioned to the outside. As of the last few weeks, she's been playing 6 rotations for us. So, you know, that experience is invaluable going into her sophomore year. And then Claire Stratmon as well played a lot of right side for us on varsity from beginning second week of September on, pretty much. And she works her butt off, and we're hoping to mold her into a setter. She was a setter on JV this year, and so hoping to have her fill that void. But we've got some younger players coming up, hopefully that can fill that void as well.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
All right. And Haley, I know how much time you put into the program. You put a lot of time in this.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, I have put a lot of time into this program, and so I miss my kids.
Yeah.
I miss bedtime a lot. So that's always hard. But
you got a good bus driver too.
I do. Yeah, my husband drives our bus, and he brings our girls with. And so I'm just lucky that Dawson Boyd allows me to do this with my family.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That's right. Yep. You know, I know how close you get with the girls and their families and everything. And yeah, I have your ups and downs.
That's right.
More ups
Absolutely.
And downs, though, right?
Absolutely. Yep. We're always focusing on the positive. That's a big thing that we're working on in our program. There's an app that was created by the head coach at Creighton University and her husband. And it talks about how you got to train your mind every day. So if we're not training our mind every day, we're probably focusing on the negative. And so we're just constantly working on focusing on the positive. Every day is a new opportunity.
Yep.
And
it's not all about wins and losses.
No, it's not.
It's way more than that, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It's about just creating good humans and productive members of society. We want these girls to go out and be doctors, be nurses, be teachers, be construction workers, customer service, whatever they want to do. But we just want them to be strong women. We want them to stand up for themselves. We want them to be polite. And
I'm sure you can say this about your high school career, too. I know I can. I don't even remember what I remember. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I remember how the coach made me feel.
Absolutely.
I remember how my teammates made me feel. And that's what the bond you have.
Yeah. And I definitely attribute my want for personal success for the kids versus volleyball success to my college coach, Joe Susengoose, who coached at Mineota for many years, then coached at Ridgewater, is now at Morris. He wanted us to be better people. than volleyball players. You know, we're here for volleyball, but at the end of the day, it's about being a better person.
Right.
And I truly attribute all of what I've learned to him.
He's all saying, I know him a little bit.
Yeah,
too, so
absolutely. He's an amazing person.
I started broadcasting volleyball when he was at Mineota.
Wow. Yeah, that was before my era at Ridgewater. So that was, it's been a while. Yeah.
Well, you do a fantastic job, Haley, and I appreciate you and what you do with the Dawson Boyd Volleyball Program, and thank you for taking the time all the time to come and visit with me.
Yes, thank you. We really appreciate the coverage. You know, people are always like, can I watch it somewhere online? And I'm like, you can, but it's more fun to listen to it on the radio, right? Or we're watching it, but we should play Paul Ramo in the background because he makes it way more fun to listen to,
well,
right?
You're too kind.
Well, thank you.
I enjoyed doing blackjack volleyball.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
That's Haley Grittmacher, the head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Hey, the Camden Conference matchup, Mineota leading 2-0, but McRae is right now leading in set 3, 22-19, down in Mineota. Lakeview swept YME tonight, 3-0 in the other pigtail game. So just taking a look at the quickly, the next round will happen Friday in section volleyball. Mineota will take on Lakeview in Mineota. Wabasso will host Renville County West Friday night. And McRae will host Central Minnesota Christian. And then the Camby Lancers will host the Lock of Pearl Valley Eagles at the 7 o'clock start in Camby on Friday night. And you'll hear that right here on Q92. And we'll be on the air tomorrow night. I'll be at RB Clay Field. The Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team will start section play as they host the Lock of Pearl Valley Eagles in high school football. That's tomorrow night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And the winner of that football game will take on the Bold Warriors Saturday afternoon in Olivia at 3 o'clock. Thursday, I'll be in Laverne for section cross country. We'll see who makes it to the state cross country meet. We'll be following Dawson Boyd Lock of Pearl Valley boys and girls cross country team as well as Camby and Mineota. That's Thursday, 4 o'clock, right here on Q92. And as I mentioned, I'll be in Camby on Friday and Olivia on Saturday. Section Sports. I want to thank all our fine Section Sports sponsors and UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor. Appreciate them. Appreciate Mike working the board tonight back at the studio. And with that, we'll see you tomorrow night from RB Clay Field in Dawson for Section 5A football playoffs. Once again, your final score here from Lock of Pearl Valley High School. The Eagles defeat Dawson Boyd 3-0. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Canby Meat Center, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Larson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B. Johnson Electric, Edward Jones & Company, Tron Tassel Seeds, First Security Bank of Canby, Purus, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Lackmile Cloth Oil Company, Sturtevant of Canby, State Bank of Taunton, Dixon Chiropractic, Swearable Designs. Section Sports brought to you by Heather Nursery, Larson Brothers Concrete, Lackmile Corn and Soybean Growers, Minnesota West Community College, City Hall Bar and Grill, UFP Mineota, Doug Service and Marine, House of Spirits, Appleton, Myers Electric and Infrared, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ludvigson Tiling, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Wolfslager Concrete, Invenergy, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Appleton Area Health, Chibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tufty Auto and Sales, Prince Bank, Dawson Dairy Queen, CCM Health, Gisselson's Hardware, Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Kluver Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, A&B Auto, Haas Seeds, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Independent Oil Company, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Miller Services Incorporated, Greater Community Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Section Sports brought to you by Woodstock Telephone Company, Culligan, KB's Bar and Grill, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Lean Lumber, Canby Farmers Grain, Dawson Truck Parts, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Minneota Building Center, Warren Triggerstead, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Sather Building Supplies, MVTV Wireless, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Chris Wodzinski for House, Vortex Ag, Prairie Sun Bank, Section Sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Madison Bottling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Pete's Electric Motor, Kennett's Chiropractic Center, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grewell Electric, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars at Hendricks, Haugen Insurance Agency, and Cliff Wiesman Incorporated.
And UFP Minneota for being a premier sponsor for Section Sports.
Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.